buying something with the expectation that it will make money for you. Go.
Six teams of students are working together to come up with the answer and write it on a whiteboard before the clock runs out.
One is correct right here. Team one has it with investing. Oh,
this game is an interactive way to gauge the financial literacy of sixth graders who just completed a week-long course on the topic.
I wish that somebody had taught me this when I was this age.
That's Autumn Ledau with New Vista Federal Credit Union. At the request of schools, she teaches kids about money. This week, she's at Centennial Middle School in Montrose, Colorado.
Colorado passed state standards that they revised in 2009, and those standards, basically, they start with kindergarten all the way up through high school.
The standards are different for each grade level, so Ledau tailors her lessons to complement what students are already studying.
Are they in first grade and they're learning the basics about needs versus wants? Are they in middle school and they're learning about opportunity cost and scarcity and what credit is?
Eric Palmer is a math and social studies teacher at Centennial Middle School. For the past week, Ledau took over his sixth grade class.
I think they're learning how to not only spend their money wisely, but to save it for future investments and just how to not get into a cycle where they will find themselves one day unable to pay their bills and meet their basic needs.
11-year-old Caitlin Ogo says the financial literacy course made her realize she hasn't been smart with her money, but she plans to fix her habits.
If you can't learn to restrain yourself from spending or how to keep your money and possibly make more off of it, things like interest, you really have a much harder time with quote-unquote surviving.
So you're 11. What kind of money do you have?
I do chores for my aunt and paint her nails, and that earns me a little bit of an income. I save my birthday money and Christmas money and things like that.
Ogo and her classmates learned about credit, debt, savings, investing, online money usage, and identity theft. 11-year-old Tristan Diaz says the lesson that stuck with him was on debt and goals.
Well, my goals, I always had one, but I would never keep it, and I would always spend it on something else than what I always planned to.
So what will you do in the future now that you've taken this class and you know about debt and goals?
Just save my money and put it in places that I know how to spend it right.
Ledau says she's always impressed with what the kids learn and thinks the conversation about money should start young.
The level of detail that we go into for this grade is not as high, obviously, as if they were in high school or college, but it is enough that it's opening their eyes and showing them there is a world of finances ahead of you, and it is going to follow you the rest of your life, especially once you're out of high school.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.